KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an FBI agent testifying in the Chad Daybell trial that Lori Vallow Daybell's brother was on the Daybell property where the two kids were found buried just days after those kids were last seen. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, Democratic candidate for Governor Brian King has announced his running mate. King says Rebecca Cummings, a University of Utah librarian, is his pick for lieutenant governor. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Salt Lake City PD has been working a crash at 10th East, 2700 South. The only spot of delays on the Valley freeways, it's southbound I-15 as you're approaching and passing the I-215 junction at the South Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Increasing clouds by later today, but a nice high of 69. I'm Matt Johnson.
66 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis, Anchor Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. Demonstrations continue at Columbia University, where protesters have defied a deadline to leave a pro-Palestinian encampment.
The pro-Palestinian student demonstrators defying a university-imposed 2 p.m. Monday deadline for them to clear out or face academic suspension. This protester.
We will not move until Columbia meets our demands or they are moved by force.
Talks with the university broke down over the weekend. University President Manu Shafiq saying the protesters' key demand of divestment from Israel is a non-starter. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Huge crowds in the heart of Tel Aviv protesting Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the hostage crisis in Gaza. The protests taking place as negotiations with Hamas continue.
Senior Hamas official has said to ABC News today that the proposal on the table is, in their minds, positive, more positive than the deal that was potentially proposed weeks ago. But they did say to us that there are still issues that need to be negotiated.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reporting from Tel Aviv. The State Department says it has determined five Israeli defense units have committed gross human rights violations. Officials say the incidents were not in Gaza and took place well before October 7th. Residents of Sulphur Springs, Oklahoma, are starting to survey the damage from this weekend's devastating tornadoes. JJ's Furniture was among the buildings destroyed. Owner Joyce Mensch says her family is gutted by the loss of their store.
We've raised our kids here. We've raised our grandkids here. We've nieces and nephews. I mean, it's our home. It's our love. It's our passion.
Five people, including a four-month-old baby, were killed in this weekend's twisters. Former President Trump's hush money trial resumes tomorrow. A banker who testified about a shell company set up to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels will be on the stand. The judge could also rule on holding the former president in criminal contempt. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. A man from Sandy has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for his involvement in the January 6th riot. Joining me live, former FBI investigator Greg Rogers. Greg, is this the guy, John Sullivan, I think, who had a video camera and claimed that he was a journalist at the Capitol?
Yes, he has a social media presence called Insurgents USA, and he used that as a defense where he argued that he was a journalist. His argument was hampered by the fact that he was wearing body armor, had a gas mask. He repeatedly, and this is all on camera, repeatedly called for burning down the building and told several officers on one occasion that he had a knife and that they needed to back down so that they wouldn't get hurt.
So what was his real deal? Was he a Trump supporter? Was he something else?
He's actually more, if you look at his Insurgents USA, it's more of a almost a militia-type issue where they wanted to destroy the government and take it over. It was more of a chaos theory kind of organization than supporting any particular candidate. They just wanted the devolution of the United States government and wanted to take it over themselves and to correct all these, what they saw as mistakes.
This guy was arrested almost immediately afterward, and now he's sentenced to 6 years in prison. Greg, how does this compare to other sentences given to those involved?
Surprisingly, it's less. He wasn't charged with some of the counts of an insurgency and some of the other counts that have brought some of these January 6th guys are getting 20-year sentences. So this one, in the grand scheme of things, this one is sort of below the middle.
Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate the insight. FBI investigator Greg Rogers, again, this man from Sandy, sentenced to 6 years for his involvement in January 6th.